part of the theme of this programme is that the porn industry is...
Well, that's the other thing.
It's very, very down at the moment.
It's in total disarray. Yeah. And that was the other thing, which was... I was sort of casting around for ideas, and I've been making documentaries long enough that there's these old shows that I've done, and the stories have moved on a bit. So a couple of years ago, I made a follow-up, my first follow-up show about a cult in America, and I enjoyed doing that, and I was open to the idea of doing it again.
And you sometimes revisit celebrities that you've made a documentary about.
I have done that. I don't think I've done that on television, but I do love that whole genre, and 56 Up and the whole Where Are They Now thing, and seeing how life disappoints or changes your expectations. And when I called up this porn performer who'd been in the first documentary called J.J. Michaels, and he told me that actually the porn industry was in absolute disarray, that it was on the verge of extinction.
Yes.
And this was amazing to me. As far as I knew, porn still exercised the same appeal to the public as it had always done. But he said that because of the illegal content on the web, pirated content that was being downloaded from YouTube-style sites, there was no longer a paycheck, that the business model no longer worked in a way that will be familiar to people who work in movies and music and so
everything,
on. But to a far greater extent, because you buy a DVD or a CD with a respectable name on it, you put it on your coffee table, you feel pleased, you feel you've given an artist that you like some money. No one wants that X-rated filth to be out in display. We want it hidden.